When most people think of old cars, the Model T, the Ford Model T comes to mind, but it is little known that the Dodge brothers of Detroit, Michigan are, in many ways, responsible for the success of the Ford empire. One Dodge brother, Horace, was a gifted mechanic and an excellent machinist. The other, John, was skilled in finance. The family moved to Detroit in 1886 and began to build their first vehicle. It was a bicycle featuring the ball bearing. In 1901, they opened their machine shop. When the brothers began making car parts, the Dodge Company didn't build their own brand of cars. They manufactured every part of the early Ford car, every part except for the buckboard wooden seats and the rubber tires. The Dodge quality was said to be the silent, compelling factor behind the record-breaking sales of the early Ford cars. And they also made parts for the early Oldsmobile Company. Henry Ford and the Dodge brothers continued to hold stock in each other's companies until 1924. Even though in 1913 the Dodge brothers, who knew all of the Model T's weaknesses, set out to design and build and market their own car to compete with Ford. The first Dodge car rolled off the line better than the Model T in almost every way and selling for only about $100 more. Now, the Dodge brothers' story is unknown to many people, even to this day, and even to people who are familiar with Ford and his successful Model T. The Dodge brothers were not from a wealthy family, but through hard work, they built a business empire that prospered for many years, one that survived a depression and two world wars. Their story is the epitome of the American dream and shows that success in business isn't necessarily who you know, but what you know and how to apply that knowledge. And the Dodge brothers and Henry Ford are good examples of teamwork, as together they laid the groundwork for the development of the modern car. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.